does Ion think of Elvis Presley's music?
It was very, very, very interesting that Wanda Jackson was actually more involved in that whole transitional process as Elvis was. It was more of that rockabilly position that allowed him this new expression of rock and roll. And it was the only reason it was is because his, I guess his hip joints would go out of place because the gyrating of his hips was just more than the censors could bear. And that censorship that had been the experience up until that point, folks had gotten to a point where they didn't care. They just loved the king, you see. And when they got to that point came into a place they pushed against that which they said was okay. Because you Pentecostal ladies with those dresses dragging the floor that was so pure and so proper had 15 kids, so they were doing something. They were, saw something in Elvis Presley that resonated with something that had been going on in their life as well. You see.
Mm.
And they had to push against that process because he was a leading edge creator that was not going to have it. He was going to do what he was going to do. Now, he was an actor. He was a role model. He wanted to be a professional singer. He wanted to be known in that world, in that place. And look what happened. As he, the more he pushed and arrived, and when he was no longer providing such contrast, and he came into the place where they said, okay, you're the king. We're good. You're the king. Then he immediately then started the disconnections because the same things that were bringing him such joy in the process of his music all of a sudden became the reason for him to disconnect from his the way he ate, his prescription drug uses, and all those different processes of looking for a reason to get to the fastest path of my joy.
Who was or is Wanda Jackson?
She is actually one of the main people in Elvis Presley's life that actually moved him to the new sound, the new process, the past, the one step past the rockabilly.
Was she an entertainer?
Yes, she was a singer.
Hmm. And when did she return to the guff?
She's still around. She's still in physical.
So how was she quite high profile in the Memphis area, wherever Elvis grew up, that he would observe her easily?
Well, they were performers about the same time.
Mm.
It wasn't like going down to the club. This was having a record label and cutting a 45. And if the radio stations played the 45, then you became known, you see.
Mm.
And if not, then you were might be a good singer, but you didn't have a good record label. And that leading edge, I mean, Mama Cass did about as much, but see, her problem was she was not white.
Wanda was not white.
Wanda was white.
Well, Mama Cass, wasn't she white?
She was black.
What do you mean by that?
She resonated with the African-American music.
This is the Mama Cass of the Mamas and Papas. So you don't mean that she was physically black?
Correct, but she resonated with what they called the Negroes. That's what they were called then, that day.
And that was a problem for what?
The white people.
Hmm. All,
that rock and roll music, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, it'll rot your mind. It'll ruin you. It's just no good. You cannot get there from there. Them good Christian boys in church singing pretty in the choir, and then they get out there, and next thing you know, the clothes is falling off. Devil music. Cannot get past that. They're leaving out the Creator. And yet Elvis comes up with Love Me Tender. You see? So that resonance. Now, he toned that down as he became his loyal subjects. As he being the king, he toned that down to the point that it was much more accepted, you see. And they couldn't get rid of him, so they just had to narrow him down into a place where he wasn't such a horrible person. But they wasn't having that rock and roll business, you see.
So Wanda Jackson didn't resonate as much in her image with black music.
No, she was rockabilly.
Okay.
Well, what does your Wikipedia say about it? It ought to be there if that's not the case. What does it say?
About Wanda Jackson. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just check that. But as I'm looking
at... But we wouldn't want to be wrong.
What about not even being wrong?
Well, that's rarely the case, but...
Okay, so Wanda Lavone Jackson, born October 20th, 1937. American singer and guitarist who had success in the mid-50s and 60s and was one of the first popular female rockabilly singers and a pioneering rock and roll artist. Very interesting. So, Elvis...
No reference to Elvis in that process?
I'll try that.
No, it doesn't matter. You can play with that. We didn't want to break your flow. We were just trying to come into that. You were into Elvis, so...
Yeah, they don't have anything about... Oh, personal life. In 1955, Jackson briefly dated Elvis Presley while on tour with him.
Mm-hmm. And that's when his whole genre started really changing. And he became the soldier and the blah, 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 blah. To have enough click to become a rock and roll superstar.
Is she acknowledged in the biographies of Elvis as an influence, or is this not?
Yes, I believe so, and also in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Took a long time for it to be recognized, but that's where your history gets a little queer. It leaves off parts that are very significant.
Yeah, it says here, she's enjoyed a resurgence of popularity among rockabilly revivalists in Europe and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as an early influence 1 month ago.
Oh, well, if that's not leading edge, how does that cook?
Yeah, she was brought in April 4th, 2009.
And therefore, she's got to be in her 70s.
Yeah, 72. 71, almost 72. Wow. Well, she's known as the Queen of Rockabilly, and...
And that's what Elvis's launching point was, rockabilly. Because he was before... See, there was no rock and roll before Elvis like that.
That's right.
There wasn't such a thing, you see. So it was a new thing. It was a new creation. Now, wait, stop. That's a good reference to the universe being expanded... Because a whole new form of thing was created. So the world was made fuller because of what you call rock and roll. So the world is bigger because of rock and roll.
Wow, that's like McLuhan, that technology is nature.
Precisely.